大家好。
Good morning。
刚才圣经我们还是念一下。
We shall read the scripture today。
约翰二十一章。
John chapter 21。
第三节。
Verse 3。
第六节。
Verse 6。
先念这两节。
We'll read these two verses first。
请西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说
：“We'll go with you.” So they went out and got into the boat, and they caught nothing. Left on the right side of the boat, they will find some. They were able to help. Also, very large number of fish.
然后十五到二十二节。
Then 15 to 22.
Those who read English, you can read by yourself. We read Mandarin. 十五节到二十二节，请。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的羊呀。”耶稣对他说：“让我儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第二次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”耶稣回来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候，靠着耶稣的胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁？”我看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”这是主耶稣在彼得去传道之前最后的训勉。
This is the last comments that our Lord Jesus gave to Peter before he began his ministry.
把侍奉的秘诀告诉他。
He was teaching him some secrets of service.
但愿在座都是侍奉主的同学们、同工们。
May we all be servants of the Lord.
我们都掌握侍奉主的秘诀。
And we all have the secrets.
今天早上从这一段讲五个秘诀。
This morning, I'm going to share with you 5 secrets from this text.
第一个秘诀。
First,
全然依靠主。
We have to trust God completely.
彼得、约翰、雅各还有另外四个门徒。
Peter, John, and Jacob, and the other 4 disciples.
出去打鱼了。
They went out fishing.
照理他们应该好好祷告，等候出去传福音。
Actually, this was supposed to be a time they should be praying.
他们去打鱼。
But they went out fishing.
结果一个晚上打不到一条鱼。
They spent the whole night out there, but they caught nothing.
这是很奇怪的事情。
This is a strange thing.
彼得、约翰、雅各是打鱼专家。
Peter, John, and Jacob, they were fishermen.
一个晚上打不到一条鱼。
They caught nothing overnight.
我相信这是一个神迹。
I trust this might be a miracle as well.
他们网下到右边。
They put their net to the right.
耶稣叫鱼跑左边。
And Jesus asked the fish to go to the left.
打前面，鱼跑后面。
And net to the front, but the fish has gone to the back.
一个晚上打不到一条鱼。
Overnight, nothing at all.
然后他们就糊里糊涂了。
And they were very confused.
听到有人说把网下到右边。
They heard someone calling to them, put the net to the right.
他们也没有问问你是谁啊。
They didn't even bother asking, who are you?
就把网下到右边。
So they put the net, throw the net to the right.
结果满满的一网鱼。
Then they caught a whole net of fish.
153条。
153 fish.
都拉不上来了。
It was so heavy they couldn't even pour everything in.
这里告诉我们一件事情。
This is telling us something.
虽然有打鱼的本事。
Though they have the skills for fishing.
想打到鱼。
They want to catch fish.
还要靠耶稣的恩典。
But it's grace that they are able to catch fish.
照常理看。
Common sense wise,
主耶稣的工作在做木匠。
And Jesus was a carpenter.
彼得是打鱼。
And Peter was a fisherman.
彼得打鱼的本事比主耶稣好。
Peter was supposed to be a more experienced fisherman than Jesus.
但没有耶稣的恩典。
But without Jesus' grace,
连最有本事的打鱼打不上来。
The best fisherman could not catch of any fish.
所有侍奉主的人要记住。
All people who are serving God has to remember.
不是你本事多大。
It doesn't really matter how skillful you are.
你多少的心依靠主。
But your heart that depends on the Lord.
属灵的鱼是更难打的。
Spiritual fish is going to be even more challenging.
从耶稣呼召彼得开始。
Starting from when Jesus called Peter.
耶稣说，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Jesus told Peter, you are going to catch men like fish.
是耶稣叫我们，我们才能。
It's because Jesus has called us, therefore we can.
虽然有本事却需要主的恩典。
We have skills, but even more important, we need grace.
其实神的工作需要神的能力。
God's work requires God's ability.
靠主重于本事。
Dependence on the Lord is even more important than the skills itself.
各位都受很好的训练。
All of you have been trained well.
有的快要毕业。
Some of you are going to graduate pretty soon.
特别要记住。
Please remember this.
出去侍奉主，做主的工。
When you go out and serve the Lord.
靠主重于本事。
Dependence on the Lord is even more important than your skills.
其实神的工作不在乎你本事多大。
Actually, God's work does not really depend on how skillful you are.
神的工作是按神的旨意。
God's work depends on God's will.
靠神的能力。
It's God's power.
神来完成。
God's completion.
你要完全依靠主的心。
You need to depend on the Lord.
第一位来中国人中间传福音的新教宣教士是马里逊。
The first evangelist who come to China is Morrison.
他来的时候25岁。
When he came, he was 25.
从英国因为不能直接坐船到中国，东印度公司不让他坐。
In England, when he came, the East Indian Company refused to let him board the ship.
他只好坐船到美国纽约。
He took a boat to go to New York in USA.
从纽约转船才到广州。
Then he took another boat to come to 广州。
纽约那个船的船长看到马里逊。
The captain of the ship that went from New York to 广州。
听说到中国去传福音。
He heard that Morrison was going to preach in China.
就有一点讽刺的味道讲他。
He became a bit sarcastic and told Morrison,
你一个25岁的年轻人能改变这么样悠久历史广大的中国吗？
You, a 25-year-old young man, could you change China with all its history?
马里逊马上回答。
Morrison answered,
我不能。
I cannot.
我绝对不能。
I cannot.
但我相信打发我去的上帝他一定能。
I believe the God who sent me, he can.
我不能，神能。
I cannot, but God can.
成为传道人有名的一个名言。
I cannot, God can. That is the motto for the servants of the Lord.
1807年他来到中国。
1807, he came to China.
经过207年了。
After 207 years.
现在许多许多中国人变成基督徒。
Many Chinese have come to know the Lord.
神能，我不能。
God can, but I cannot.
依靠神，不靠自己本事。
Depending on God, but not on my skills.
这是侍奉主第一个秘诀。
This is the first secret for serving the Lord.
我们能的，我们好好去做。
When we can, we do our best.
我们不能的，全然依靠主，他会做成。
What we cannot, it really depends on God to do the work.
因为当我们说神能，我不能，不是偷懒。
When we say God can, I cannot, this is not laziness.
不是我们都不要做什么事。
It doesn't mean we do nothing.
神把你该做的交给你。
God has entrusted to us what we should do.
我们相信我不能做的神会做。
But we also trust that what we cannot do, God is going to do it.
酒席的时候水没有了。
In a banquet, the wine ran out.
酒没有了。
When the wine ran out.
水变酒。
Changing water into wine.
请各位告诉我你会不会。
Can any one of us do that?
你们不答的话都会啊。
Since you are not answering, I assume you could.
我们都不会啊。
None of us could do it.
水变酒耶稣才会啊。
Changing water into wine, only Jesus could do it.
但是把水缸装满水。
But to fill the pots with water.
我们会不会啊？
Can we do that?
我们若是把水缸装满水，耶稣就变了。
Since we fill the pots with water, Jesus could do the work.
你不肯去装水，他就不变酒。
If we don't fill it with water, there's not going to be any wine.
叫拉撒路复活，我们也不会。
We don't know how to call Lazarus back to life.
把石头推开，我们会不会？
But can we push the stone away?
当你跟别人一起把石头推开。
When we come together to push the stone away.
神叫拉撒路出来。
Then,Jesus could call Lazarus back to life.
在我们该做的事上好好去做。
With things that we can do, do our best.
神一定成就他的美意。
And God is going to work according to his will.
借着我们渺小的器皿。
Through us, very weak vessels.
这是第一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
靠主重于本事。
Depending on God is even more important than skills.
希望特别毕业班记住。
Please, the graduates remember this.
第二个要紧。
Second,
主耶稣希望彼得牧养他的羊。
Jesus is going to entrust Peter to pastor his sheep.
喂养他的小羊。
Feed the sheep.
寻找迷失的羊。
Look for the sheep.
这都是做主的工作。
These are all works of the Lord.
但是先问一个问题。
But there is a question first.
三次问一个问题。
Three times, same question.
中文四个字。
In Chinese, four words.
请中文回答我四个字是什么？
What are the four words?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
耶稣的意思是不爱耶稣，不要做耶稣的工。
Jesus meant, if you do not love Jesus, don't bother doing his work.
若不爱耶稣，你不要去喂养主的羊。
If you don't love Jesus, don't go and pastor his sheep.
不要去牧养，喂养主的羊。
Don't feed and feed the flock.
不要寻找主的羊。
Don't worry about looking for the sheep.
爱主要重过于事工。
Loving Jesus is more important than ministry.
请各位记住啊。
Please remember.
你出去到教会工作了。
When you start working, serving in a church.
有的人很喜欢做一些教会的工作。
Many of the people like to do works.
慢慢他自己成名了。
Gradually he become famous.
忘记了爱主是我们的根基。
And they have forgotten that loving God is the foundation.
属灵的工作跟属事非常不一样。
Spiritual work is different from secular work.
世界上应征工作的时候。
In secular work, in an interview,
没有任何老板问你，你爱我吗？
The boss is not going to ask you, do you love me?
这样的老板啪打过去啊，岂有此理啊。
And this kind of boss probably will be despised.
社会上问你有没有本事做这个事啊。
Out in the world, people ask you, do you have the skills?
你受过训练没有？
What kind of training do you have?
你有什么计划？
What kind of plan do you have?
你会不会忠心努力？
Are you going to work hard?
但耶稣不问这个了。
But Jesus did not ask all this.
耶稣先问你爱我吗？
Jesus asked, do you love me?
亲爱同工们。
Dear co-workers.
你们来这边读书啊。
You come here to study.
你真的是爱耶稣而来吗？
Did you come because you love Jesus?
因为耶稣的爱感动你，愿意为他而活，你才来吗？
Because Jesus loves you so much, you are willing to live for him, that's why you come?
还是爱一些工作的缘故而来呢？
Oh, did you love other things more than this? That's why you came.
看那些布道家非常风光啊。
You look at the popular evangelists. Wow.
我一传道几万人在听啊。
When they talk, thousands of people were listening.
看到那一些大牧师啊，何等的光彩啊。
You see the popular big pastors, they are popular.
那些有名的神学家、神学教授好像很吸引做那些事。
And those famous scholars, they are very attractive.
可以做。
Yes, maybe.
前提请记住两个字，哪两个字？中文两个字。That's right.
But the most important thing is love.
真正主是我们的原因。
Fundamentally, God is our reason.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
差他独生子来到人间。
He sent his only begotten son for us.
主耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
为我们被钉十字架。
He was nailed to the cross for our sake.
为我们死而复活。
He died and was resurrected again for our sake.
你感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
乃为 替我们死而复活的主活。
But now we live for the Lord who has died for us.
不是在地上争取一个好的名声。
We are not looking for popularity or reputation in this world.
不是更多的权柄能势力。
Not for more power and authority.
真正爱主而侍奉。
But for the sake of the love for the Lord.
这非常重要。
This is most important.
你都念过启示录第二章。
You have read Revelation chapter 2.
主耶稣写信给以弗所教会。
Jesus was speaking to the church in Ephesus.
告诉他们基督徒和同工们。
He told the believers, the workers there.
以弗所为主劳碌。
The Ephesian church has worked hard for the Lord.
很好的行为。
They have good behavior.
为主忍耐。
They suffer for the Lord.
他们信仰正统。
Their doctrine is correct.
只有一件事被耶稣责备。
But there's only one thing that Jesus rebuked them.
而且很严重。
And it's a very serious matter.
耶稣说，若不悔改。
Jesus said, if you do not repent.
灯台挪去了。
I'm going to remove the lampstand.
不能发光照亮世界。
There's not going to be any light to shine in the world.
各位都知道毛病就那一个。
But there's only one problem.
把什么离弃了？
What did they forget?
把那最开始的爱心离弃了。
They have forsaken the first love.
爱耶稣的心。
The love for Jesus.
因爱耶稣你才会爱人。
Only because we love Jesus, then we know how to love people.
请问羊是可爱的还是不可爱的？
Please, are the sheep very lovely or not so?
看过羊没有啊？
Have you ever seen sheep?
羊的毛是好好摸一摸很舒服。
The sheep's skin, very nice.
但是羊还长了什么啊？
But sheep has what else?
这个脚会顶你的。
The horn is going to, touch you.
如果真正爱耶稣才会爱耶稣的羊。
Only when we love Jesus, we know how to love the sheep.
那一些侍奉很蒙神赐福的人
Those people, their ministry are blessed.
都真正是爱耶稣
They love Jesus first.
他才会去爱耶稣的羊
Then they know how to love his sheep.
耶稣告诉彼得你要这样子
Jesus told Peter, you have to do so.
保罗是这样子
Paul was like this.
约翰是这样子
John was like this.
历世历代神的仆人使女是这样子
All the servants of the Lord follow this.
所以第二个秘诀
So this is the second secret.
爱主重于事工
Love for the Lord is more important than ministry itself.
第三个秘诀
Third secret.
耶稣说喂养他的羊
Jesus said,Feed my sheep.
牧养他的羊。
Pastor my sheep.
这个神的工作不要只注意成功不成功。
We cannot just focus on the outcome.
不是我做多大的事。
Not so much how big is my ministry.
重要的是羊得牧养。
The most important thing is whether sheep are fed.
得到照顾
Are they cared for?
这个喂养很不简单
Feeding is not easy
那要充满爱心的
You need a lot of love
我想在座做母亲的特别明白
I trust all the people who have been mothers they know this
要喂养孩子长大
You feed your young children such that they can grow up
有的时候费的心思很多很多。
Sometimes you have to spend a lot of energy.
小孩不吃饭。
Sometimes kids don't want to eat.
你就给他讲一些好听的话。
You have to use sweet words.
讲了半天，他给你吃一口，给你面子了。
After so many words, he only took one bite.
然后再想别的花样。
Then you need to figure out all sorts of ways.
把孩子给喂饱了。
Such that you could feed him.
这个爸爸没有耐心的。
Usually the father doesn't have the patience.
不吃算了。
If you don't want to eat, let it be.
给你挨饿吧。
Just go hungry.
这妈妈不行啊，这个要想办法给他吃。
Usually the mother has the patience, feed the children.
我只有一个女儿。
I only one daughter.
现在大了，那时候小的时候我不会忘记。
She was bigger now. She used to be very little.
她爱吃鱼。
She loves fish.
所以我太太常常买鱼。
So my wife always bought fish.
这个鱼弄好了之后，请问那个鱼背的肉给谁吃啊？
So when the fish is cooked, who is going to enjoy the meat on the fish?
你们猜啊，给谁吃啊？
Any guess?
给我吃啊。
Am I going to enjoy that?
没那么好。
No, no way.
都给女儿了。
All the nice fish is going to the daughter.
鱼背最好的肉给女儿了。
The best meat going to the daughter.
那好在尾巴给我吃。
Thank God, I still have the tail.
他自己吃头。
And my wife eats the head.
我就想，哎呀，怎么鱼背老不给我呢？
I'm always wondering how can I never get to enjoy the best part.
因为他喂养这个孩子。
Because my wife was feeding the child.
那里面真的有爱心。
There's love.
喂养不是一定注意工作成功，乃是让爱心表白出来。
Feeding is not just looking at the success, but it's an expression of love.
大卫是好牧人。
David was a good shepherd.
牧养主的羊。
He was shepherding the flock.
牧养这些爸爸的羊群。
And he was feeding all the sheep.
有的时候狮子来了。
Sometimes there's a lion.
他就跟狮子打斗啊。
So he fought with the lion.
熊来了。
And there was a bear.
狼来了。
And a wolf.
都要跟他们打斗。
So he fought with them.
那有些这么动物打不过的。
Sometimes the animal was very fierce.
所以他就练这个飞镖。
So he got very good at a slingshot.
哇，他用石头做镖来打的。
So he used a little pebble as his weapon.
那个狮子老虎也怕他这个东西。
Even the lions and the bears got afraid of him.
后来这个用上一个很重要的打仗，把谁打倒了？
And the slingshot was used to beat Goliath.
所以大卫牧养主的羊。
So David learned to shepherd the flock.
他有的时候真的自己的生命都会面临危险。
Sometimes he has to put his own life on the line.
喂养牧养是把爱能够分给需要的人。
Feeding and caring is to share the love with those who are needed.
今天各位去侍奉主。
Today, when we go out to serve.
最重要喂养牧养你要用神的话语。
The most important thing is to feed and care by the words of God.
所以你们在这里好好读书。
So you have to study well.
好好受装备。
To equip well.
出去侍奉，请问还读不读书？
When you go out, are you going to continue studying?
还要不要继续努力充实装备？
Are you going to continue your being equipped?
答案都要的。
Of course, yes.
因为你继续不断要有新鲜的喂养。
Because you need to have fresh things to feed people.
圣经说人饥饿非因无饼。
The Bible say we are hungry not because we don't have food to eat.
干渴非因无水。
We are thirsty not because we don't have water.
乃因不听耶和华的话。
But because we do not listen to the Lord.
不听原文里面是听不到。
And do not listen, the original language say cannot hear.
是耶和话语的饥荒。
It's a famine of the words of the Lord.
因为上下文讲饥荒。
And the context talk about famine.
那神的羊群需要什么？
And what's the need for the sheep of the Lord?
需要神的话。
They need the words of God.
神的话各位要去好好下功夫啊。
Therefore, we have to study the words of God.
把神的话能够供应弟兄姊妹的需要。
Such that we can provide and feed people with the words of God.
那你真的是爱这些人啊。
That show we love them.
你为爱主的缘故，爱这些人，你好好下功夫，读圣经，读神的话。
Because we love God, because we love the people, therefore we study the words of God.
有丰富的青草水源让羊群饱足啊。
Such that we can provide green pasture and water for the sheep.
有一个牧师很会讲道。
There was a pastor who knew how to preach.
没想到附近另外教会的很多人都跑到他教会去了。
And the people from other churches started coming to his church.
那有一次牧师祷告联合祷告会。
And there was a pastor joining prayer meeting.
好多牧师就骂他了。
And other pastors were rebuking him.
你偷我们的羊。
Are you stealing our sheep?
他本来在我这里的。
This sheep used to belong to our church.
都被你偷走了。
And now they all go to you.
那位牧师回答很妙。
And that pastor answered.
我没有偷你们的羊。
I didn't steal your sheep.
是你们的羊来偷我们的草。
And your sheep come to steal our pasture.
如果你牧羊，你不好好准备羊草给人吃。
If we are pastoring a church, yet we don't prepare the green grass for our sheep.
你不要怪他跑别地方去了。
Don't blame the sheep to go elsewhere.
他羊需要吃草的。
A sheep needs the grass.
所以特别毕业班的。
And especially for the graduates.
你们出去要好好把神的道喂养别人啊。
You need to prepare well God's words to feed people.
因为爱他们的缘故。
Because you love them.
你甚至晚上减少睡觉的时间。
Even if you have to sleep a little bit less in the evening.
你要好好下功夫准备草给人吃啊。
You need to prepare the green pasture for people.
当然你要牧养你自己要让神的道活出来。
Of course, first of all, you have to be fed by the words of God and live it out.
你有好的榜样。
You have to have a good example.
当你一讲别人就会接受了。
When you speak, other people could see it.
如果你讲的你自己通通不做。
If you only talk and there's no walk.
你不能感动人的心。
You are not going to touch anyone.
现在要讲第三点了。
So, third, fourth.
哦，第四点了。
Fourth.
第四点，主耶稣说，你年轻的时候，你自己束上带子，随意往来。
Jesus said, when you are young, you dress yourself.
年老的时候，别人帮你束上带子，带你到不要去的地方。
When you get old, other people are going to dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
指着彼得要怎么死，荣耀神。
This indicates how Peter was going to die.
彼得曾经为了怕死，三次不认耶稣。
Peter used to deny Jesus three times because he was afraid of death.
这一次表现比较好。
And this time it's a little bit better.
他没有装着没听懂。
He didn't pretend he didn't understand.
也没跟说主啊，你讲清楚一点啊，能不能不要死啊。
And he didn't say, Lord, I don't really want to die.
他就接受了这一个怎样死荣耀神的预言。
He accepted this prediction how he was going to die and glorify the Lord.
如果有一天耶稣跟你讲这个话，
If someday Jesus said to you,
你年老的时候要死荣耀神，
When you get old, you will die and glorify the Lord.
你会不会说哦很好，还是说我荣耀神要的，死最好不要？
Or you will answer, are you going to answer yes, or are you going to answerGlorifying God is fine, but death part, maybe not.
彼得完全照神的意思了。
Peter submit to the Lord.
不过我觉得啊。
But I think.
主耶稣真是很有恩典。
Jesus was full of grace.
年轻的时候你放心，你不会殉道。
When you are younger, just go ahead, don't worry.
年老才死。
You are going to die when you are getting old.
哪一个人年老不死的？
Who is not going to die when he gets old?
我去过医院看好多老人。
I have visited many old people in the hospital.
躺在床上。
They lie in the bed.
身上挂了好多这种管子。
There are many tubes on their body.
看到我说黄牧师，请你替我祷告。
When they see me, they go, Reverend Huang, pray for me.
我说好，祷告什么？
And I ask, okay, what should I pray for?
你们猜祷告什么？
Oh, could you guess what they want to pray?
早一点到天家去啊。
They pray, oh, could I go to heaven sooner?
求主接我去啊。
Please take me home.
那当然我跟他说，这在神手中，我不能为你这样祷告啊。
Then of course I answer, this is in God's hand, and I cannot really ask for this.
年老了，如果为主殉道，那何等光荣啊。
Martyrdom in one's old age is a glorious thing.
人人都有一死。
Everyone is going to die.
死有重于泰山，有轻于鹅毛啊。
Death could be as heavy as a mountain or as light as a feather.
你知道，我这个菲律宾我不知道啊。美国每一天车祸死亡大约110个人。
In US, every day there are about 110 people dead because of car accident.
一年40,000多人。
Every year, 40,000.
车祸。
Just car accident.
我来菲律宾快两个礼拜。
I've come to Philippines for about two weeks now.
好像菲律宾不会车祸的。
I have not seen any car accident in Philippines.
那些驾驶啊。全世界最有名最好的驾驶。
I think we got the best drivers in the Philippines.
不过几次把我吓得跳起来。
But they are very scary.
真是很厉害。
They are pretty good.
在我的经验里，我有三次差一点车祸发生，很严重，那一定会死的。
Three times I almost went into a car accident.
感谢主保守我了。
I'm thankful that God has protected me.
有的时候我想如果给车撞死了。
Sometimes I think if I got hit and die because of car accident.
那真是不值得了。
It's not worth it.
到了天上，将来天使问了，哎，你怎么死的？
In case I come to heaven and angel asked me, how did you die?
那彼得说，我殉道。
Peter said, I was a witness die for the Lord.
保罗也殉道。
And Paul said, I did the same thing.
那万一我被车撞死，我就说，哎呀，我被汽车撞死了。
And so I could only answer, I got hit by a car.
死有重于泰山。
Death could be as heavy as a mountain.
有轻于鹅毛。
Or as light as a feather.
如果真的老年能为耶稣殉道，那是极其光荣的。
Old people, when they die for the Lord, that is a glorious thing.
有一年我参观土耳其士美拿波吕贾纪念礼拜堂。
One year I was visiting the museum for Polycarp in Smyrna in Turkey.
他86岁为耶稣殉道。
He martyred for the Lord when he was 86.
绝不否认耶稣基督。
He refused to deny Jesus.
他说86年来耶稣从来没有否认我。
He said, 86 years, Jesus never denied me.
我怎么能否认耶稣？
How could I deny him?
他以后被火烧死了。
He was burned to death.
参观他的纪念馆非常感动。
When I saw his museum, I was deeply touched.
殉道士的血是教会的种子。
The blood of the martyrs are the seed of the church.
初代教会大大兴旺。
The early church, they went through revivals.
今天不一定能为主殉道的荣幸。
Today we may not have the honor to die for the Lord.
如果神真让一个为主殉道，那是他的福气了。
If someone is blessed, with martyrdom, that's a blessing.
为了荣耀神。
For the glory of the Lord.
远重过我们的生死。
And that's more important than our life or death.
专心交在主的手中。
Focus and trust in God.
他的旨意一定美好。
His will is good.
所以彼得接受主耶稣的挑战。
Therefore, Peter accepted the challenge from the Lord.
被耶稣大大使用。
He was used greatly by the Lord.
最后一点。
Finally,
彼得有一个毛病。
Peter had this problem.
喜欢跟别人比较。
He was comparing.
他什么都要争第一。
He liked to be first.
海上走，他第一个走。
When walking on the water, he liked to be the first out of the boat.
答问题第一个答。
And when he answered questions, he liked to be the first.
哎，夸口永不跌倒，他们都要跌倒。
And he was boasting, I will never fail, all other people will fail.
耶稣被抓，他第一个拔刀砍人家的耳朵。
When Jesus was arrested, he pulled out the knife first and wanted to protect him.
他总喜欢跟别人比较。
He liked comparison.
主耶稣说，你年老要殉道。
When Jesus said, when you get old, you are going to be a martyr.
老毛病又发了。
And there come the old problem.
一看看到约翰。
When he turned around, he saw John.
约翰是耶稣所爱的门徒。
John was whom Jesus loved.
所以问耶稣了。
And so Peter asked Jesus.
这人将来如何啊？
How about him?
我要这样，他怎样？
I'm going to do this. How about him?
主耶稣回答很妙。
And Jesus answered.
四个字。
Four words in Chinese.
与你什么？
Nothing to do with you.
你管你自己啊。
You just worry about yourself.
你管约翰干什么？
Don't worry about John.
我若要他等到我来。
If I want him to wait until I come.
与你何干？
Nothing to do with you.
耶稣不要门徒比来比去啊。
Jesus doesn't want his followers to compare.
你们同学之间不要比来比去。
So, please do not compare with each other.
中国话说，人比人会什么？
In Chinese, we say, when we compare, usually we get upset.
比赢了就骄傲。
When we win, we become proud.
比输了灰心。
When we lose, we become discouraged.
严重的灰心就到气死了。
And when we are really discouraged, we give up.
不想活了。
We quit.
哎，这个是非常有名上帝的仆人发生的事情。
Some of the famous servants have done this.
那是旧约的以利亚。
And when we look at Elijah in the Old Testament,
他呼风唤雨，上帝用他嘛。
He has called down the fire from heaven and God has used him greatly.
当耶洗别要找他麻烦。
When Jezebel threatened him,
他就逃了。
He ran away.
逃到旷野，在一棵树下，请问干什么？
He was at a beneath a tree, and he was asking God for death.
不要活了。
He said, I don't want to live.
罢了，罢了。
Forget it.
但是你要了解他的心态呀，是什么呢？
Do you understand what's his attitude?
他为什么不要活了？
Why didn't he want to live?
他说，因为我不胜于我的什么。
He said, I'm not better than those before me.
他大概想到伟大的先知摩西。
Maybe he was comparing himself to Moses.
想到了不起的士师撒母耳。
And he was thinking about Samuel.
他们死的时候，以色列人哀哭40天呢。
When those died, people were mourning for them for 40 days.
今天我要死在耶洗别手里。
Today I'm going to die in the hands of Jezebel.
我真的不胜于我的列祖。
I'm not as good as my ancestors.
各位同学记住啊，不要比来比去。
Please, brother and sister, remember, don't compare.
中国最有名的就是诸葛亮跟周瑜的故事了。
In China history, we have this comparison between 诸葛亮 and 周瑜。
诸葛亮三气周瑜。
诸葛亮 three times upset 周瑜。
注于后来死的时候这样说啊，既生于何生亮。
When Zhou Yu died, he was crying out, if I was born, why did Zhuge Liang was born?
你们同学之间千万不要比啊。
Are you comparing? Please don't.
或者你到了工厂跟人比。
Or when you go into ministry, you start comparing.
如果你一定要比。
If you have to compare.
耶稣说，那你跟我比吧。
Jesus said, compare with me.
你跟从我吧。
You follow me.
他从高天来到卑微的人间。
He came from heaven to earth.
他是这样尊贵肯成为被杀的羔羊。
He went from glory into a lamb that was slain.
他成为真正谦卑的榜样。
He became an example of humility.
跟从耶稣吧。
Follow Jesus.
远重过看别人啊。
It's much more important than comparing with others.
当然很多人值得我们效法。
Many people, they are good examples for us.
但不要跟他们比来比去。
Don't compare.
跟主耶稣吧。
Follow Jesus.
今天跟你们讲五个重点。
Today we have five secrets.
依靠主重于本事。
Depending on the Lord is more important than skills.
爱主要重过事工。
Love for the Lord is more important than ministry.
爱人要重过成功。
Love for the people is more important than success.
荣神重过于生死。
Glory for God is more important than life and death.
跟主重过于看人。
Following Jesus is more important than comparison.
这是主耶稣教彼得最后一课。
This is a final lesson Jesus gave to Peter.
然后彼得去传道侍奉去了。
Then Peter started his ministry.
被神大大使用。
He was used greatly by the Lord.
愿各位都被神大大使用。
Pray all of us will be used greatly by the Lord.
愿神赐福各位。
May God bless you.